You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number 10. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Welcome back to this weekly podcast. I'm Jackie Almer, and I'm so thrilled that you've taken some time to be here with me listening today. And in today's podcast, we're going to be continuing with our strategies on using the internet as a tool in building your network marketing, direct sales, or party plan business. Now, hopefully you've listened to episode number 7 and 9 about taking your network marketing business online. And if you haven't, make sure you go back and access those. You can find those on iTunes. You can just go to iTunes and type in the Street Smart Wealth podcast, or you can go to JackieAlmer.com/SSW007 and SSW009. So those are two separate ones, JackieAlmer.com/SSW007 and JackieAlmer.com/SSW009. And you'll be able to find the show notes on this podcast at JackieAlmer.com/SSW010. So as I mentioned, today we're going to cover the list. And before we do, I'm starting something new on my weekly podcast, and I certainly would welcome your feedback and any comments that you have. I'm going to be answering a question of the week because I get so many questions on my website, and I do a regular ongoing Q&A podcast, but I also wanted to get to those in fairly short order, especially when it's a question that comes in frequently. I'm also going to be sharing a recommended book or training resource with you, and I'll be offering some type of networking nugget or tip of the week to keep you on track with overall success in your business and your life. So stay tuned for those, and again, I welcome any comments that you have over on my website, JackieAlmer.com, for each podcast. This one, JackieAlmer.com/SSW010. For the question first, as I mentioned, I do a regular podcast every 6 weeks or so where I'm going to cover the top questions. So don't worry, that's not going to change. But I do like to cover those most common ones regularly. So that's what we'll do here today. So the question for today is, how do I get started building and finding prospects online? And I thought this was so timely since that's what we've covered in the last few weeks. And today's podcast, of course, covers this too. And it's one of my most commonly asked questions. Well, first, I always like to share that I was 6 years into network marketing before I went online. I'd had some success. I'd contacted my warm market list. I'd been developing business skills, doing networking events, and I had developed a downline of over 10,000 people. So what you don't want to do is turn to the internet from a fear-based perspective. It takes time, so keep in mind that it's a process. The internet is just an extension of how you build offline, creating new warm market. I focus on 3 things online: my blog, which is the hub of the universe; lead capture, so that I know people visited and I have contacts to follow up with; and then social media such as Facebook. So if you're struggling, you want to definitely get my ebook, MLM the Internet and You. You can go to MLMinternetandYou.com. You want to get my WordPress blog set up. You want to start there, and then you want to take those baby steps. You want to listen to the podcast, the 7th episode, the 9th episode, and then of course this one, and you want to really delve in and do those things that it takes to build successfully. Okay, so on to today's main feature, and that is, it's all about the list, baby. We're going to talk about how to create a powerful list of prospective customers and business partners from your blog and from your efforts out online on social media. Now, when I started marketing online, I really had no idea what I was doing. And I've shared this. I knew how to send email and I could use Yahoo as a search engine, but I could never get back to where I started or even figure out really where it was that I was going. I had attended an internet seminar and was determined to make this powerful tool called the internet work for me, my business, and my team partners. And you know what? It has been for over 13 years, and it is still today. Now, I believe in being self-educated in many ways because it gives you more ownership of what you're doing. So I really truly did set out to get my PhD in online marketing, and now I'm sharing that information with you. One thing that I've definitely learned along the way is ask questions. People love to offer advice and assistance, especially online. I emailed everyone I encountered online for advice and feedback and suggestions. Now, if you have questions for me, I encourage you to post them either on this blog episode on my site, jackieelmer.com/SSW010, or post them over on my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth. That's where I prefer to answer questions because then that helps everybody. You know, I continue today to be truly amazed at how helpful people are and how much they want to give. So that's my way of giving back as well. Well, while I was out asking questions, this was probably in mid-2000 by this time. I started online in October of 1999. I was out there, but I stumbled upon Jonathan Mizell, M-I-Z-E-L. He was an author of the Online Marketing Letter, and he was an internet guru, although he wasn't called a guru at that time. I had purchased a subscription to his newsletter, and I bought his manual on internet marketing. You can type his name into Google, and you'll find him still out there today. It's kind of funny. He had knowledge that I desperately wanted, so I took a huge risk and I emailed him. It was a huge risk to me. I emailed him asked him if he would just take a few minutes and evaluate my site and give me some feedback. Now, I will tell you, I have pictures of it. It was so homemade looking. I mean, it really did. It looked like something you see that, from way back when, and it kind of really was. It was just a stay-home mom putting something out there trying to build a business. But hey, you know what? What I figured is I had to start somewhere. Well, it's kind of funny. He didn't write me back for a few days, so I kind of started feeling a little bit discouraged. And then, boom, an email popped into my box from him. And it was kind of funny because he let me know right up front that he was not at all interested in network marketing and that he did not want me to try to recruit him. Well, I thought it was funny. And, of course, it mortified me because it makes me frustrated with our profession that so often people feel that way. If you're doing it right, there's no reason for people to feel that way. But I quickly wrote him back and assured him that that was not at all my intent. I just truly wanted some internet marketing coaching and advice. Well, he must have believed me because he called me on his dime, and after nearly 2 hours on the phone, I came away with tons of valuable information on what works online. Today, that would cost me $1,000 to several thousand dollars to have gotten the advice that I'd gotten. But hey, you know what? I had purchased his products. He knew that, and that was back in the good old days of giving on the internet. Well, what he told me, what the most significant thing that I came away with is that I had to have my own opt-in list or newsletter. I had to be able to capture leads and names and emails of people who had visited my website. An opt-in really just means that the subscriber has requested your information and given you their name and email address, and this gives you permission to contact them. And that's exactly what we want online, right? I mean, we love that offline too, but certainly online. Well, when the call ended, I have to admit, I felt a little bit discouraged. What was I possibly going to write about? And who was going to want to join my newsletter list? I mean, hey, I'm a mom. I'm trying to get this off the ground. I'm not an expert on anything. You know, that's what I'm thinking to myself. But he had told me to figure it out if I was serious about an online business. So I listened and I stumbled through the process in the early days. And, you know, I finally figured out we're all an expert on something. And I made the commitment to listen to his advice and get myself out there. And, you know, that's exactly what happened. I started building my list. Probably like many of you, I begged everyone that I knew, all my friends, family, everybody to sign up for it. I told them I didn't even care if they read it. I just needed to start developing a list and feel like it was going somewhere. And it's kind of funny. Today I chuckle that I had the nerve to contact him, and I wonder if I would do it today, but I probably would. But it was so worth it, and it's kind of funny. About a year or so ago, he actually friended me on Facebook, and he followed me on Twitter at the same time. And I don't think he knew who I was. I don't know that he remembered me, but I was thrilled, and I did contact him to let him know what an impact he had had on my life and business and to thank him profusely and let him know that the time that he spent with me wasn't wasted. And it was funny because he did write me back and he said, you know what, you're probably one in a thousand of the people who I gave that advice to who took it. But he was like, good for you, and very, very encouraging. So, you know, just so you know, it can happen in a positive way for you. You just have to really stick with it. The reason, and I mean the only reason, I am able to personally enroll 75 to 100 people each year is because I have a system for getting people to my site. That's the leads that come in through my online marketing system. And through that, I have a system for capturing their email address onto my newsletter, my free reports, and I can begin to drip information on them. Through that, I follow up repeatedly through that autoresponder series, and people eventually get to know me, like me, and trust me. Now, some of them don't. They opt out of my list, and that's okay. I've learned not to take that personally either. I've opted out of plenty of lists. And over time, some of those people are ultimately going to go on to want to learn more about partnering with me in my primary network marketing opportunity. So please don't miss the importance of this component of your online marketing campaign because it is so extremely important. Remember that we've talked before about timing. The goal is to catch people when the timing is right for you or for them, and you and I never know when that's going to be. The time that's right for us isn't necessarily the time that's right for them. So think about the system that I outlined for you on the 9th podcast episode on building your blog. Consider the thought process behind walking people through your business and ultimately a partnership with you. Keep these things in mind as you put together your whole business platform. Your goal is to have people come to you and ask you for more information on your business. And this is good. This is great. Again, it goes back to being the hunted, not the hunter. So building a list that's targeted of prospective customers and business partners is one of the most important components of your overall online marketing system and your business in general. Whether you're building a network marketing business or what you're building online, those are all key components. It's kind of funny, I've listened to lots of podcasts and interviews with all types of internet marketers as well as network marketers, and when most of them are asked what they most regret or what they do differently, most of them share that it took them too long to start building that list. They kept hearing people talk about it, but they just didn't get it started right away, and that's their biggest regret. So don't make that mistake. Think about the power in combining your social media marketing strategy with driving people back to your blog or your website where they can opt in to hear more from you. So imagine that you post something really fun and compelling out on Facebook, someone gets interested in you, they click to your About Me section on your Facebook page, they find your website or your blog, they click to that, they get intrigued, and then they fill out the lead capture form on your website. That's what we're trying to do. So if you're in business, you need a list, period. And again, your Twitter following doesn't count. Your Facebook friends and fans and followers are not the same. Now, many of these may end up on your list, but you want to own your own email list. Because remember, you don't own Twitter, you don't own Facebook. They make changes all the time. And if they decide to make a change that takes you out of the game, boom, you've lost all that. But if you've been building that list, you can still communicate with that list. This is not spam either. This is permission-based marketing. These people have submitted their name and their email address and maybe even more on a form on your website or blog requesting to hear specifically from you and giving you permission to contact them. It's like a fan base. How great is that? Now, a great list treated right equals a lot of money over time. It ultimately can equal business partners, ongoing customers, and if you go on to begin to develop and sell affiliate programs, which we'll talk about in a later podcast, you have to be careful, or your own products, you can monetize that list through that. People who don't have a list or who don't know how to monetize their list are not going to have the same level of success that they're really looking for. A list is a great step in growing a relationship with people. They get to know you through the content and value that you share. Now, I want to make a very key point here. It's important that your list be targeted. See, having a bunch of people sign up but who do nothing but delete your message when it comes in is not going to move you forward. You need to be very relationship-based. It's like having a ton of followers on Twitter, none of whom care about your message. They just were hoping that you would follow them back. So I mentioned relationship-based. What does relationship-based mean? You need to first and foremost come from a place of authenticity, providing tons of value and content. much of which does not make you a dime, honestly, monetarily. I don't make money from doing this podcast. I love doing it and I love sharing information. And over time, some people will go to my website and purchase my products and services. Some people will opt in to want to partner with me in my opportunity. And that's just the way that it works. So you're not going to, everything that you do is not going to make you money, but it can create a fortune for you on the back end when you do it right. You need a list for a number of reasons. And one is people rarely buy anything from you on the first contact. Think about that. How often do you buy on the first contact? And unless you have a way of following up with them, you're literally leaving potentially thousands, maybe even millions of dollars on the table over time. There's no limit to the wealth you can create by developing a quality list of people interested in you and your message. You want to build a relationship with them over time, and then you're going to offer high-quality products that are what they're looking for, whether that be your opportunity or something else. You must guard and respect your list, though. No one wants to be sold to constantly, so it has to be a very solid mix of value. Now, before I get into the three key pieces that you need to put this list building together, I want to share today's tip with you because I think it's very, very important and timely. So today's tip is about staying consistent with whatever it is that you're working on and in all aspects of your business. And I want to remind you of this because it's so easy to get distracted by the lure of the internet and the promise of how exciting it can be to become the hunted and not the hunter. But the reality of it is you need to set a simple daily action plan of 2 new contacts a day, at least 5 days a week. You don't want to disregard everything that you've been doing and has been working in your efforts to build your business as you put together this online piece of things. You want to follow up regularly with people. You want to feed your mind with podcasts like this and others about entrepreneurs and their journey. You want to stay consistent with developing your online project, taking it one step at a time and one day at a time. Choose just one mentor to listen to, maybe two, but no more than that, so that you avoid distraction from everyone else. It's so easy to get confused when different people are sharing different concepts with you. And then know that if you look at your results and growth only on a day-to-day basis, it may not seem like much, but over the course of time, the growth is absolutely amazing. So stay consistent. Okay, so now back to the list. There are 3 key pieces that you need to start building a high-quality list. The first thing you need is a super high-quality, enticing, valuable free bribe. You need to offer your prospective clients something that will make them anxious and happy to hand over their name and email address. Okay? The second thing you need is an email management system, typically called an autoresponder, that's going to automate this whole process and make it a snap for you to manage. And then the third thing you're going to need is an opt-in or subscribe box on your website or blog. Now, if you're feeling bogged down by your blog, don't be, because I'm going to cover all this. And it's, again, it's one step at a time, and it's keeping with that consistency. So for the first thing, your high-quality bribe or free report is going to entice your prospective customer, your prospective business partner, whatever, to sign up for your newsletter. And then that's going to be promoted on your website. You can promote it on Facebook, different things like that. The free report must provide something of value and also information on you and how to find out more about what you do. And you're going to do this part of it subtly. You're not going to make it like some big pitch fest. Oh, here's my opportunity, blah, blah, blah. Now, you're already experiencing that. If you've signed up for my Profit in Your PJs report, you've experienced that. If not, you can head over to profitinyourpjsnow.com and get that free report. I actually take people through about an 8-day audio series that trains them on different aspects. They get one free report instantly, about 30-some pages, that kind of walks them through all aspects of building a successful network marketing business, both online and offline. And then I've broken that down into little bite-sized MP3s that they can listen to over and over again, because I know, you know, I'm a visual learner, but the auditory learning works extremely well for me too. So if you visited one of my websites and you opted in, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, the second thing, that autoresponder, this is what automates the process, and you'll want to incorporate that into your business plan from the very beginning and get it on your blog. Just like I mentioned, you know, the biggest regret that many internet marketers have is that they didn't take that step in the very, very beginning. So if you don't know what an autoresponder is, most people do today, but here's the definition I've coined. It's kind of like an old fax on demand by email. I'm dating myself. For those of you that do remember the fax on demand system, you could type in a fax number and push start, and it would immediately fax information back to your fax machine. An autoresponder works the same way. It's a computer program stored out in cyberspace that automatically returns a pre-written message to anyone who submits an email to that specific internet email address. And the cool thing is that the transmission back happens almost simultaneously. And autoresponders are used for sales letters, training, follow-up, product information, newsletters, that type thing. Then that third piece, the opt-in box, has to be on your website. You create what's called a web form through the autoresponder system that you use. And I actually created a little tutorial that you can use, and it's not super techie. I've done it. You can do it too. You can actually download that. You can just go to jackiealmer.com/AR setup, okay, just like autoresponder setup. And again, my bribe or free report is my Profit in Your PJ series. And, you know, everyone these days wants to know how to build a successful business. Think about what it is that you offer and begin to put something together. Now, I will tell you, my free report has changed and morphed over time dramatically. It's nothing like it originally started out. Just get something out there to begin with. Don't overanalyze it and make it too difficult. Okay, so those are really the basics to list building. And again, you can get started. You can lead capture company I use is AWeber. I highly recommend them. I've used them for 11 or 12 years. They've been fantastic. Many of the big internet marketers use them too, which tells me something about their validity. You can just go to jackiealmer.com/AR. And that's going to take you right into it. And again, get my tutorial. It's a downloadable PDF, and I've got screenshots in there that are going to take you through getting signed up, creating the list, and creating the web form. And that's at jackiealmer.com/AR setup. And it is an affiliate link, so if you use it, I appreciate it. I earn a small commission from that. And then if you do use that link, you can contact me through jackiealmer.com once you get started, and I'll send you a little 5 email series to get you started with some content in your autoresponder. That's if you use my affiliate link, and I do appreciate that. Okay, and all of this information will be in the show notes too, jackiealmer.com/SSW010. So let's talk a little bit about that enticing bribe then, and we'll start with the 3 objectives of your opt-in offer. First objective, get them on your list. I can't say that enough. You'll hear me and others say it a million more times. It becomes your money-making machine. Number 2, deliver what's high-quality content. That's called results in advance. Okay, and then number 3, create an immediate sale or leave them wanting to know more about who you are and wanting more about your business and that type thing. An example of an immediate sale is to get them to buy your product or to sign up in your business. And you can certainly focus on creating interest as well. Well, let's talk about the RIA or results in advance and why it's crucial. Okay, one of my marketing mentors from over the course of time has been Frank Kern, and he shared that concept originally. RIA stands for results in advance, and the goal of this is to help people get results before you ask them to buy anything from you, to partner with you in your business, or that type thing. Results in advance is about helping people get results before they buy anything from you. And why is this so important? Well, it creates an instant know you, like you, and trust you that is so important to us on the internet. It also gives them the experience of who you are and what you offer for free right up front. See, people today are bombarded with choices, products, and services. And what a great opt-in offer that delivers results in advance does is it allows people to try you out automatically in a very leveraged way. You don't have to be there physically delivering the content. It's something that's automated, whether you give a video, an audio, or a PDF that gives people the experience of you for free. I mentioned I have mine set up as a PDF as well as MP3 audio downloads. Now, this is really important, so pay attention. Results in advance, when done right, increases your prospect's interest and desire for results. And that's your paid solution, whether it's your products that you offer, whether it's your business opportunity, whatever it is that you're offering. So think about your target audience or your ideal prospect. Where are they right now in terms of a want or a need? That would be the beginning of the timeline. And you're going to think about that as point A. And where is it they want to go? You're going to think about that as point Z, or the end of the timeline. So if your prospect is starting at point A and their goal is to get to point Z, how is it that you're going to help them connect the dots and get to point A, or start at point A, then get to point B, point C, point D, and so on? Does that make sense? I hope it does. All right, so now let's talk about the four steps to a super compelling opt-in offer. Step number one, we've kind of already mentioned it. Identify the most pressing frustration or deepest desire of your ideal prospect. Step two, share some of your best knowledge. Step three, choose a killer headline. You want to create that curiosity or that benefit statement, or maybe make it controversial, something that's going to compel them to want to opt in. And then step four is deliver it in a format that captures them. Again, you can use video, you can use audio, or you can use a PDF, or a combination of all of them. And as I mentioned, I use a combination. Through my free report, I do a PDF and audio, but I also take people back to my YouTube channel for video training and all that type thing. So once you have it ready, you're going to promote it everywhere. The opt-in and the value that you bring is what's so important. This is what brings people to you first, and then your opportunity second. Okay, so let's go through and talk about your step-by-step opt-in offer checklist. First of all, have you identified the most pressing frustration or the deepest longing desire of your ideal prospect, customer, client, whatever you call them? Does your content speak directly and relevantly to hit that frustration or desire so that they're going to immediately know that this is it? Have you clearly told them how to put this into action so that they get that RIA, or results in advance? Do you have a killer title that sparks curiosity or even controversy and speaks directly to the deep benefit that they're going to experience joining your list, getting your information, and becoming a part of your tribe or community? Does the format you've chosen play to your strengths and allow you to shine? Does the format you've chosen tie in well with the product, program, service that you're offering? And does it include an offer with a clear call to action so they know exactly what to do next? If possible, you also want to include a graphic to show on the opt-in page, something that kind of highlights your offer. And it's easy to pick something like that up from Fiverr.com for $5. Okay, it's really simple to get that done. And you want to make sure that your offer is also on your site in what's called above the fold, or on its own capture page. Now, above the fold means they don't have to scroll down to see it. They land on your site, and before they scroll or anything, they immediately see it. And then make sure that you're tracking with Google Analytics. You want to make sure Google Analytics is installed. You can just Google that or go to YouTube, and it'll teach you how to easily convert that and put that on your blog. So in a future podcast, we're going to be talking about other ways to monetize your list. You know, it's kind of funny. When I first sat hunched over a small laptop in October of 1999, I had visions of someday creating products of my own, becoming a sought-after speaker, and such and such. And today, all of that has become a reality. Not only do I have a strong income sourced through my own network marketing business and team, I'm building and I've built my own products, and I speak at generic and other specific company events as well. So here are some things you can think about and vision for your future to monetize your list. But remember, you have to stay consistent today, and you have to get things started. So these are some ways to monetize. First of all, sign people up in your network marketing business. Second, signing up customers. Network marketing companies and party plan companies offer amazing products and services. Don't be afraid to get some customers signed up, people who are outside of the opportunity. And then, of course, affiliate programs. I'm not going to spend a lot of time here today, but you want to be very careful with this if your primary goal is to build a network marketing business. You don't want to oversell to your list, and you don't want to confuse people. And then fourth, of course, your own products. So a couple of final thoughts. Number one, protect your list. Don't spam them constantly with get-rich-quick secret formula affiliate programs where they can easily see that you're out to make a buck. There's nothing wrong with affiliate programs and promoting them. You just want to share the knowledge of good stuff for sure first, share your good knowledge first, and make sure whatever it is that you're promoting you own, use, and would recommend it with no compensation whatsoever. That's my rule of thumb. Number two, it's quality, not just quantity on your list. Yeah, a large list is great, but only if it's targeted and interested in what you have to say. A list of 200 people who absorb your every word is much more powerful than 2,000 who delete your message the minute it comes in. Remember this, you'll likely never sell a hamburger to a vegetarian. It's the same with your list. You want to make sure it's targeted. And then number three, be consistent. I already talked about that, but I'm going to stress it again. They don't need to hear from you every day, but you want to keep your name and content out there, otherwise you won't be perceived as someone of value. Now, you can get more details, examples, resources, and in-depth explanations into your report and automating the whole process, as well as other types of information that you may want to consider automating in my ebook, MLM, The Internet and You, How to Build a Successful Network Marketing Business Online. And you can just go to MLMinternetandyou.com. So those are the secrets. It's not difficult. You don't have to be an expert. You just need to be genuinely interested and committed. And seriously, you must have a passion for online marketing. Not everyone does, and that's okay. But to have true success online, you have to be almost maniac, obsessive over learning and taking action online. And that leads me to my book recommendation and why I chose that book for today's podcast, because I think you need to be maniac and obsessive online. When I started building a business online back in October of 1999, I really felt all alone. The internet was not nearly as warm and fuzzy as it is today, and more people and forums and groups are online today than there were before. Or maybe it's just that I couldn't find them. But there were times I thought, I might just be crazy. I'm spending all this time out in the depths of cyberspace trying to build a business and an income. In 2009, Gary Vaynerchuk, who I had never heard of, and I'm fairly sure he had not heard of me either, he wrote a book called Crush It. Actually, it's called Why Now is the Time to Crush It and Cash In on Your Passion. I read it, and I immediately thought, oh my gosh, this guy gets me. Getting up at 2 a.m. to mess with this and tweak that and learn about this other thing online, that was totally me. Now, Gary is not a network marketer, and in fact, he wasn't even an internet marketer when things started, but then who was? He's a co-owner, wine buyer, and enthusiast at his, or actually a wine enthusiast at his family liquor store and wine store. He learned how to take that expertise online, and he added millions of dollars annually to the store's bottom line through a blog, Twitter, YouTube wine tasting videos, and a lot of hard work. One of my favorite quotes from his book is this: if you already have a full-time job, you can get a lot done between 7 p.m. and 2 a.m. or 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. if you have kids. So learn to love working during those pre-dawn hours. I promise it won't be hard if you're doing what you love more than anything else. Learn to navigate the waters of social media marketing to build a business and promote a brand based around what you love most. And you will only be limited by how far you want to sail. You can get Crush It at JackieAlmer.com/crushit. JackieAlmer.com/crushit. Well, that's what I've got for you on today's podcast, and hopefully you found it informative. Again, you can check out the show notes for more details and links and resources that were mentioned in today's podcast. You can go to JackieAlmer.com/SSW010. And if you found this podcast helpful, I would be so grateful if you would share it with your friends, your colleagues, anyone you think it might be helpful for. And also, I would be extremely grateful if you would head over to iTunes and give me a review and a 5-star rating. And thank you so much. And I will see you next week. And in the meantime, make it an amazing week and get out there and crush it. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.